to first thank my co-authors, the five of whom are in the audience. If you raise your hand so people know and they can ask you questions later. And in the back. Primarily had philanthropic support through the hospital, which we're very grateful for, and now have a new Healthy Tomorrows grant from Maternal and Child Health Bureau under HRSA, and a CDC ReachUS grant to address disparities, health disparities. Asthma is the leading cause of hospitalization at Children's Hospital in Boston. The following rates that I'm going to show you reflect the time period during the planning stages before initiation of the program. 70% of the children hospitalized for asthma came from neighborhoods of Roxbury, Dorchester, Jamaica Plain, Roslindale, and Hyde Park. The Health of Boston report indicated that the rate of hospitalization for children in Boston in 2003 increased 25%. Asthma hospitalizations for Latino and African American or black children in 2003 were five times the rate for white children. Of the Children's Hospital of Boston asthma admissions in the first half of 2004, 23% were black or African American, 20% were Hispanic, whereas the total patients seen at Children's Hospital were 11% black and 13% Hispanic, so twice that which one would expect. In addition, the average prevalence of asthma in Boston public schools was 16% in 2003 to 2004 school year. Five Boston schools reported prevalences over 24%, with the highest at 39%. These findings led to the development of the Children's Hospital Community Asthma Initiative. This is our brochure. The program model consists of nurse case management, in person or on the phone, who provides individualized asthma management plans, asthma education, connection to primary care provider and specialty care at the family's preferred sites, and community resources. Outreach workers from the Boston Asthma Initiative, now under ESAC, which stands for Ensuring Stability Through Action in Our Community, and nurse case manager, provide home visits with environmental assessments and personalized asthma teaching. Integrated pest management and assistance with environmental triggers are provided as part of the program. The program provides linkages to community agencies, activities, and schools. This is one of the primary care programs that is based at Children's Hospital, and many of the community health centers also have an asthma nurse, as seen here, that we can connect with to increase services. We also provide, through the home visitors, a home safe kit from the Boston Public Health Commission, and most families need a HEPA vacuum, a vacuum with HEPA filters and bags with enough refills for at least a year. If needed, the home visitors involve Boston Inspectional Services through the Breathe Easy program, which gives priority to families living with asthma. The program with the Boston Public Health Commission provides opportunities for physical activity, such as Boston Asthma Games, Boston Asthma Swim, and the Asthma Summer Program. The program provides resources and support to the Boston Public School nurses, including the acquisition of asthma action plans and support and resources for asthma treatment within the school setting. The program was designed to focus on four zip codes in Boston, which include Roxbury, Jamaica Plain, and Mission Hill communities, all of which are close to Children's Hospital. Patients were identified for the program through the Children's Hospital emergency room visits, or inpatient stays, and a few comparable patients that are referred by providers that we may not have picked up. Patients are identified by active logs of visits in the emergency room and admissions and summaries from billing codes at 1 week and 1 month of after the visit. Data were collected as part of the patient care and parental clinical interviews at baseline, 6 months, and 12 months as part of a quality improvement initiative. Data was compared from baseline to 6 and 12 months by McNamara's test for dichotomous variables and paired t-tests for continuous variables. The evaluation of the program is based on quality improvement approach with follow-up at the 6 and 12 month visits, phone calls or visits. This includes a few essential asthma-specific indicators, which are reported here by parental report. They include the number of emergency room visits, number of hospitalizations, number of missed school days for the child, number of missed work days for the parents or guardians, number of days with limitation of physical activity, number of children with up-to-date asthma plans, and for those with co-pays or don't have insurance, the average monthly cost of medications for the index child. As of July 2007, we provided case management for 186 of the patients, of the 370 patients identified, or about 50%. Of these, 54% were boys, and the average age was 8.1 years with a standard deviation of 4.5 years, so most were in the 4 to 12-year-old range. 113 families, or 61% of the patients that we served, received home visits, with 56 through the outreach worker and 95 through the nurse case manager. An additional 18 families received intensive integrated pest management. The cost of asthma for families with self-pay or co-pays was an average of $92 per month for the index child, and that does not take into account that many families have four or five members of the family with asthma. The average days to follow-up with primary care was 11.8 days. The population served was 39% Black or African American, 53% Hispanic, and 8% other. 75% of the patients have Medicaid, or as we call in Massachusetts, MassHealth. 71% had household incomes considerably under $25,000 per year. 39.9% preferred to speak Spanish, and 2.5% spoke African languages. Of the 186 patients enrolled to date, we have 6-month follow-up on 95 patients and 12-month follow-up on 48 patients. All of the following variables were reported by parental report of any admissions or any visits at any emergency room or inpatient location. All the numbers I'm going to show you are highly significant. The p-value is at the bottom of the slide, so I won't read each p-value. The initial visits, the initial follow-up information for 12 months is presented as well as the 6-month follow-up. So this is the first slide is at 6 months, and there was a 62% reduction in patients who had any emergency room visits. That's calculated by taking the difference between the baseline and the follow-up visits and putting it over the baseline, just so you have an idea of. But it's a little easier to visualize the percent reduction. So all of these, I'll say percent reduction. There was a 76% reduction in hospital admissions at 6 months due to asthma. There was a 56% reduction in any days with limitation of physical activity at 6 months. There was a 41% reduction in any missed school days. There was a 52% reduction in parent or guardian missing any work days. There was a 124% increase in the number of children with an up-to-date asthma action plan. So shifting to 1 year for our preliminary data, with asthma it's very important to look at least over 1 year because of the seasonal variations as well as influenza season and ideally over multiple years. So similarly we found at 1 year for the 48 patients with follow-up information that there was a 69% decrease in emergency room visits due to asthma, an 86% reduction in any hospitalizations due to asthma. And just to point this out, it goes from 58% down to 8.3% inpatient visits. Now, hospitalizations are the biggest cost, but also reflect that the patient's asthma is in a worse control. So if we can see people in the emergency room and they can then be discharged and go home, that is better control than needing an admission. So this is quite remarkable. There was a 57% decrease in any days with limitation of physical activity. There was a 48% decrease in any missed school days. And a 52% decrease in any parent or guardian missed work days. Just to give you a sense of the continuous variables, which had similar, very significant results, we have here the emergency room visits, the inpatient visits, and number of missed school days, all of which were significant at 6 and 12 months, and missed school days at 12 months. And they're highlighted in yellow, the significant results. When we test this with non-parametric tests or tests of trends, the results were also highly significant. We had similar results also for the number of missed work days and the number of days with limitation of physical activity. So just to link up with Jean Zotter's talk here, these findings have led or contributed to public policy advocacy efforts between the Office of Child Advocacy and the Boston Urban Asthma Coalition, and they've submitted legislation to improve insurance coverage for asthma care. In addition, working with the Asthma Regional Council, we represent over here, Lori Stillman, a business case has been developed for insurance companies to show that investment in asthma education and environmental interventions will benefit patients as well as insurance companies. The biggest impact here is for the insurance company. The hospital is in this because it's the right thing to do, but it's the insurance companies that save a tremendous amount of money with less visits and emergency room visits. So in conclusion, the Community Asthma Initiative has significantly decreased emergency room visits, inpatient admissions, limitation of physical activity, missed school days, and missed work days for parents and guardians. The program provides needed asthma services and improved access to care. This successful model of enhanced asthma care and education can be replicated nationally. Policy changes are in process to support asthma care, home visits, and affordable medications for children and families living with asthma. Thank you very much.
Are there any questions?
But we aim for approximately 6 months, but it's probably plus or minus a month or two. Oh, okay, the 1 year is 1 year from initiation of services. Baseline is zero, so there's 6 months and then 12 months. So 12 months is the interval from baseline to 12 months. So 6 months is halfway in between. We have looked at data for actually 5 years back, and hopefully we'll eventually be 2 years forward. But this is data, yes, with the parent reports for the previous 6 months. Got it. Yes. Say that again. Cost per child, we're working on that. In fact, Dermy behind you can talk to you about that. We have to get all the costs, or actually it's probably better to do yeah, costs rather than charges. So we're looking at all the costs, and we have to get the physician charges in there as well as the emergency room inpatient charges. So far, the inpatient charges are approximately $6,000 for the 2 to 3 day visit the average child has, and the emergency room cost, because we don't have the physician part of that and the x-ray physician part of it yet, is going to probably be about $1,000 a visit.